For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, going after the big guys. Just about daily, you hear about the proverbial six-month drug investigation that has resulted in many arrests. Generally, the amount of legal substances seized in the drug raid is small, which indicates that while the illicit operation may be large, it's not moving large amounts of substance. The stated priority of many police departments is to go after the big dealers. So they make several small buys from the street dealer, and perhaps he leads them back to the alleged stash house, or he cops a plea when he's finally busted. The whole process is time-consuming, not effective, and a sorry misuse of our scarce police resources. Officers have a sworn duty to protect and to serve the public. But under the auspices of the war on drugs, officers are required to prey upon the public that they have been sworn to serve and protect. Now, if the drugs are as bad as they are reported to be, why did the police allow the dealer to continue selling the drugs for 6 months or more? It would seem that the police are complicit in allowing additional drugs to be sold and not stopping the seller from any additional sales. Or is it that they know the drugs are not doing minimum harm and therefore not the public safety issue at all? Perhaps merely business as usual for the police conducting this failed public policy. And that business as usual turned deadly in Atlanta one night this week. It was reported that three plainclothes narcotics officers went to the home of a 92-year-old woman to allegedly serve a search warrant. We will never know what the woman was thinking, but I'm willing to bet that the old lady was scared to death by the hammering on her door. Consequently, she refused to answer the knock. The door allegedly was kicked in by the officers, and the woman opened fire, wounding all three officers. They returned fire, and the 92-year-old woman was mortally wounded. Preliminary reports are sketchy, but I have trouble believing that a 92-year-old woman was a threat to society. And if she believed that her home was being invaded, then she was right in defending her home. If the officers knew the age of the woman, then they certainly should have had a uniformed officer with them and or served the warrant during daylight hours. Were they just going after the big guys? No matter. This is another of the unintended consequences of this crazy failed public drug policy. The war on drugs, with a stated goal of reducing crime, drug addiction, and juvenile drug use, has done the exact opposite. It's time for a change. Let's work together to stop this craziness and help build a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
I was in recent discussions with Mr. Howard Wooldridge, another member of LEAP, who's now working in Washington, D.C. as an education specialist, and he'll be joining us on a pretty much weekly basis as well. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.